Kevin Scott of Valley Springs has been serving agriculture for over four decades, first as a soybean and corn farmer before stepping into leadership roles with the South Dakota Soybean Association and the American Soybean Association. The newest chapter in Scott's soybean journey is as Assistant Executive Director of South Dakota Soybean, transitioning to Executive Director this summer. Scott feels the timing is right to step away from his farm, enabling his son Jordan to take the reins.
We need to get the next generation on the farm going, and Jordan is 40 years old. It's time, and I needed to back away from that, and this allowed quite an opportunity to do that and still be involved in agriculture the way we're comfortable at and the way we enjoy.
As executive director of South Dakota Soybean, Scott will oversee both the South Dakota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, which directs the soybean checkoff in the state, as well as the South Dakota Soybean Association and its membership mission. Scott believes his experience in soybean leadership has prepared him well to take on this new opportunity.
This is my fourth week, and there are a lot of familiar things. We did a couple trade luncheons in the last couple days, and I feel very comfortable doing that and have done it for 20 years.
Scott will work alongside current executive director Jerry Schmitz, who plans to retire in July.
I'm real thankful that we've been able to get together, and I can share some of his wisdom because it's plentiful. And having that transition period is just a wonderful thing for me.
Scott has farmed alongside his wife, Janelle, for 45 years. Together, they have six children and six grandchildren. Reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.